Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn.
Welcome. My name is Dr. Richard Tooley, and I'm here with Paul Good, and he's got a great ministry called Rooster Call. Now, I suppose most of you be wondering what that is. That is not Kentucky Fried Chicken, but it's an important ministry. So tell us a little bit about Rooster Call, and we're going to get into some of the things you have going on here. Right. Because we have it looks like you got a book coming out here, and we have a CD here. But I want to get into some of the background of this and what your ministry is. So.
Well, thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me on, and I appreciate all that you guys do up there out of the Northeast. That's where I'm from, New Jersey, and now living down here in Nashville, Tennessee. And I've been a musical artist most of my adult life, even before I was an adult. Grew up playing the Northeast clubs, colleges, and coffee houses. I grew up in a fundamental Christian home with ministers and Bible teachers, so I had a really rich upbringing. I did sow some wild oats there for a while, but the Lord got my heart. I knew what was right, and He brought me back to Him, thankfully, and so started playing music more intentionally to build up the body of Christ and to further the message of Jesus whenever I can. And this Rooster Call ministry that was created over the years, when I would be out playing, it'd be interesting how a lot of the guys would come up to me and be inspired of what I'm still doing as an older artist out there playing, and not that old, but you know, not the typical. and so the Lord kind of directed me to write this book and create this ministry, and I go out and use the music platform to encourage guys to be all that they can be for Christ and to rise up and be God's man, which is the tagline for Rooster Call. Rise up and be God's man.
Yeah, you know, we're in an interesting era. And by the way, I people on the radio don't know this, but no, you're not old.
Either are you.
No, I'm probably a little more seasoned.
That's right. That's age is a number. We're eternal, right? We're eternal.
Yeah. But the idea of ministering to young men is important, very important, because, as I put it right now, we're growing generations of males, but not men.
Huge line. That's so true. Spot on.
And in this idea of learning to be a man, learning what it means to be a man. It's kind of almost a lost art in a lot of areas.
Totally a lost art. Yeah. The name of the CD that's coming out, and the new single will be going out to radio next week, is called Andrea, and that's Greek for manliness. That's the Greek word for manliness. It's pronounced Andrea, even though the spelling looks like Andrea. The Greek word is Andrea. Act like men. Be strong in the faith. Now, why would guys say act like men? Obviously, He made men for a reason, and manhood. Jesus was manly. That's one of His virtues. Yet in this world, if you act like a man, you're scorned. You're made fun of. If you're a little aggressive as a young boy in school, you're medicated. It's on and on and on. You look at the dorks that men are on the TV commercials. You look at the Hollywood screen. Men are effeminate, and they need to be rescued by women all the time, and kids, and so this younger generation especially, they're inhibited in a big time way, and they're ashamed. Homosexuality is on the rise. It's just bad. There's just and yet, as a man, if you speak up, you're like, oh please, really? And so you're kind of in this catch-22 thing, you know, but it's really bad. And here's the worst part. It has seeped into the church. Christianity, the feminization of the church and Christianity, very interesting. And if you look at other quote-unquote religions, you'll see that the percentage of men and women is about 50-50. The church is 39% men, 61% women. That's the average American church.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And less in the UK. It's like 35% guys. So we're in a crisis, and that's really what that book's about, identifying the crisis and then giving five areas of spirituality to focus on to rise up and be God's man. It's A-R-I-S-E, each of the areas. A, after the purposes and plant, after the heart and purposes of God, got to be after God, got to seek Him, you know. I, instruct. R, read and study the Word. I, instruct. You got to instruct your family and find a place in the church, start giving out. You got to be a teacher as a man. It's your job. It's not the church's job to grow up kids and youth. It's your job to lead the family. That's I. S, you got to be strong. You got to be strong. Strong against the, you got to be a warrior against this battle of good and evil that we're in. First in temptations in your own life, but then standing up for right in the world, you know, and not be afraid of if you're not liked. And then E, you got to show love, empathy, and love. If you don't have love, we're supposed to lead in love as men, actually, yes. And Jesus showed us the way in that.
You know, some very interesting points because, you know, right now you go out there and just about any other day you can find articles out there, where have all the good men gone?
Oh, totally.
You know, and it's totally understandable. You know, we deal with young people now who are, as you already pointed out, they're being shown you don't have to have any of those attributes. You know, expect the woman to do it. And the women kind of like, they're the ones who make the up fun. You know, they'll say, oh, you know, if you get a husband, just feed him and put him in a corner.
Yeah.
And, you know, and everything's okay.
I know.
Well, there's much more to it. And we're looking at young ladies who have no male role model to go by. If you look at the, you know, you talk about the statistics of what's going on in the Christian church, just take a look, not only within the Christian church, but within America in general. And look at how many single-family homes there are.
Ugh.
Okay. Now, we talk about single-family homes. The vast majority of them are female-head of households.
Huge.
In those. And that's a travesty.
Mm.
And at certain levels of society, not only is it female head of households, but they do have a male presence there, and that male presence switches about every 6 to 8 weeks.
Isn't that true? Oh, my. Yes.
So the instruction that's going on to these young people in their heads...
Mess.
...is...
Yeah. Oh, it's...
If I'm a guy, hey, I got free ride, free roaming...
Woo!
And my responsibility... Sorry, radio listeners, if you get offended, but my responsibility is to breed.
That's it.
And I walk
that's
away
the,
from
that's
it.
That's reality. Absolutely. Absolutely. And jewels in the crown.
And that is that's a travesty to both the young ladies in the world,
yeah,
who don't know what that expectation is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what it should be, and who unfortunately mature mm-hmm. before young men do, and then can't understand why there's no responsibility in these young men.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
And I totally hear you, Rich. You know, many researchers or many writers have you know, really said, see what the extreme feminist movement has done. It's really been a backlash on women themselves. So here they are, left holding the bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm all for. Matter of fact, the book says this too. Actually, starts out this way. You know, we were elevating for the last 30 years. Women to their rightful dignity and place, but there are those that looked to exploit that and pushed, and so the pendulum has swung way over. You follow what I mean? And now, as a result, women are coming out on the lost side of stuff. You got to esteem your man. You got to esteem your man. Mm-hmm. It's important. He's got to feel value as the leader. God made him to be that way, and when he acts that way, That's good as long as he's doing it in a godly fashion. It's not a sexist thing. It's not an ego thing. It's just the order that God has there. That's the way we're built. And yet, I'm afraid of the situation that you brought up. You know, guys just show up for a little bit, and the lack of esteem of men feeling the responsibility as leaders only promotes that situation even more. It's like, I don't have any responsibility here. Yeah. I'm taking off. Going to my next one.
Well, we need to take a break right now. We'll come back. We're going to explore both your music and more about this Rooster Call, because it's very important to get into, you know, what we can do and how we can, you know, promote this so that we can actually start developing. It's probably going to take a generation.
Yeah.
But how we can start developing young men again to take on the role of being men.
That's right.
So we'll take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll explore that.
Was deafening. The lights so bright. Everything felt strange. The cool air on my skin, the rough rubbing, then the pain, pricks that started in my feet and radiated through my body. What was that noise? That constant noise? I paused for a moment to catch my breath and realized the noise was coming from me. What am I doing here? Who am I? When will I ever wake up from this nightmare? My throat felt dry for the first time in my life, and yet I couldn't close my mouth because I couldn't stop crying. I so wanted to be back in the confines of my mother's womb. I cried louder, calling for the comfort of her muffled voice, but no response. If you'd like to read more, you need to pick up a book called Like a Little Child, The Spiritual Journey of Infants and Toddlers, written for the most part through the eyes of infants and toddlers.
For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Richard Tooley, and I'm here with Paul Good, and we're talking about two things. He has a book coming out called Rooster Call, and I believe this is associated with a website and a ministry that goes under that same title.
That's right.
And you also have a CD out called Andrea.
Yes. And all the information on Rooster Call and Paul Good is on paulgood.org, paulgood.org. And you can pick up the links from there. Also, Facebook/Paul Good Music. But we have resources to help guys on the website learn to become the man that God wants them to be, and links and other avenues to help them.
So if I were a youth leader in a church or even a teacher in a school, how could I make use of these resources?
That's great. Like I said, you want to get on my website there, paulgood.org, and there's a bunch of headings there that will focus you to that ministry and the other part of the ministry. And we are looking to be out and about traveling and touring this year behind the new record and the new Rooster Call book. And it's just very important to hit the young men, you know, at this age, because the way things are going, we don't turn this ship, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. And the reason why is because and who's behind all this is Satan. There's no question about it. Because if he can take out the man, everything crumbles, unfortunately. If he can get the man and attack him and have him so he's not engaged in the family, not engaged in society, not engaged in the church, that's the target, then it will have an effect on everybody else, which it has. You can see it happening. So if you get the man, if you break him down, if you disengage him, that's the strategy. It's a powerful strategy. It affects everybody.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're gonna talk here just a little bit about being a man.
Okay.
So we recognize
being a man or smelling like a man.
Well, you might have a little of both going on there. Depends on whether you got the brute aftershave.
That's right. Yeah, we were gonna scent the CDs with a little Old Spice. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Get a scratch and sniff Old Spice on it. But if we think about this being a man, we already know that there needs to be this ability to focus and stay true to the course, to have honor.
Yeah,
that's a big part of it. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul. One of the reasons he said women respect your husband. That respect didn't mean grovel.
No.
But it mean recognize the strength.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a big difference there. And a lot of times, unfortunately, that's been abused by men. To
absolutely.
Say, you know, you need to respect me or else. But that wasn't it as much as it was, you know, recognize the strengths in the man. So we get that. Mm. And where it starts to break down a lot, too, is, okay, so I'm a man, and I'm going to be respectful to my wife, and I'm going to love her as I love myself, and she's honoring me for recognizing my strengths and everything else.
Yeah.
Going good, and so here comes the baby, you know, and the first thing that happens is her focus goes from me as being her playmate to that baby. It's like, yoop, there it is, the baby, and I kind of don't exist anymore.
Isn't that true?
So that, now, being a man means that the men need to think about this a little bit. And they need to start looking at the name husband. Recognize where that's coming from.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're playing that role of being willing to embrace their wife and that baby and recognize that they're not going to get her attention. The baby's going to get her attention. But her security is that you're willing to be the one that's embracing both of them.
Isn't that true?
So we get to there. Now, this little child gets to be about 5, 6, 7 years old, and out comes the baseball bat and the gloves
and all the
toys.
Yeah.
And sometimes there can be this feeling of guilt because daddy's not in vacuuming the house and washing the dishes.
That's true.
You know? Instead...
That's true.
He's out there playing with the kids. Is that fair? So recognizing the different roles.
Yes, that's right. Roles.
I think
very
it's
important.
It's an important part. And recognizing
that's a good point.
Be happy to be out. Be happy that your husband's out there playing with those kids.
Yeah, that's right.
And husbands, get off the couch and get out there with your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I can tell you from experience, because I'm seasoned.
Yeah.
That it doesn't take too many years and your kids are not in your house anymore.
Oh, boy, that's right. Before you got, they're gone. You know, and that's the thing. God has created us differently. He made femininity and he made masculinity for a reason. And we glorify God acting out according to our roles, not in a role reversal, but in we glorify God through acting out according to our design. And so that's pretty much a case in point, a very practical point of how that plays out in family upbringing. The role will be different, you know what I mean? And yet, at times, I'll have an expectation of my wife to say, hey, why aren't you out taking the kids to the park? Or why aren't you out, you know, doing this? And then she'll say, well, why aren't you, you know, at times she'll say, well, why aren't you vacuuming or cleaning up the kids' mess or something? And we have expectations of the other to do a role reversal. Not that we can't, but I think that's a problem in general, is that we expect the other to do the same as we do, and we're different. Roles are different. God made us that way.
Yeah, they made us different, and we do these different things, and And if we're willing to accept it, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, we start to... Mm-hmm. Now, I had a question here. I know that one thing that happens a lot among women is they like to remake their man. You think men like to remake their woman?
Isn't that interesting? I don't think so.
We're simpler than that.
I would say, there's a greater percentage of the women wanting to remake their man. Yeah, I'm sure there's some guys out there that are the same. But you know, as you said, manhood is an art. Manhood. Somebody once said, men have to kind of prove that they are, whereas women their essence. They don't have to have this weight of just their essence is who they're, you know, who they're supposed to be. That's just because, you know, that's kind of their makeup. But men have to do this proving thing to prove that they are men, and we should encourage that, not discourage that in the right arena. The women just are beautiful in their gentleness, and even in their at times in the right time of passiveness. You follow what I mean? That's mm-hmm. a beautiful thing, and so that's more that of who they are. But men have this: I got to go out and prove. You know what I mean? And that's a good thing. That's how they've made us. And God uses that spirit of adventure and boldness and needing to prove to build His kingdom. And if we don't encourage that in young guys, manhood, instead of inhibiting it, making them feel ashamed, the kingdom of God's going to suffer.
Yes, I think that is. Let's talk a little bit about this CD.
Okay.
By the way, we're looking at this, Andrea. Is this targeted men?
Yes, that is. That is a CD that has many of the songs on there, or some of the songs on there, are more geared towards encouraging guys, although there's more neutral ones, too. Not only guys, but women who want to encourage their men.
Yeah, I don't want to throw this out, but you know, the funny thing about this, people understand what this is about.
Yeah.
Guess who's going to buy most of it?
That's right. I hope so, yeah. Both. And that's the thing.
Well, no, the women are going to go buy this. They're going to say, here, you need this.
Yeah. Isn't that great? But here's the thing. The first single that's coming out is called Man, That's Beautiful. That'll be out in 2 weeks on radio. And that is about the character of man and how, you know, women are outwardly beautiful, but men are beautiful in their spirit, in just like Jesus was. And the chorus goes, standing all alone for what's right, man, that's beautiful. Turning the cheek when you could fight, man, that's beautiful. And quietly enduring wrongs to show that higher love is strong, man, that's beautiful. And then it points to Jesus, how he did those things in the bridge. So we're really excited about that. It's got kind of a Coldplay feel, and we're going to be out touring. So you can call your local radio station and ask for Man, That's Beautiful by Paul Good, and go visit our website at paulgood.org.
That'd be really good. You know, people, make that phone call. That helps.
It does help.
You know,
thanks a lot.
It helps this ministry.
That's right.
Ministry,
hey, thanks.
Thank you for being with us.
Richard, it's always very stimulating to have a discussion and interview with you. You really dial in. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
God bless you.
I have one thing left to say. That is, God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.